Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And it's a beautiful rainy day in Clearwater. And that's all right. Yeah, there's a lot of that water coming out of the skies. We are so excited to be on the air with you today because this is a huge day. And so I got to get my bell ready, girls.
Yes.
Gotta get my bell ready because today is.
Woo!
That's yes! Connie shouting. Woo! And all this gang in here, we need to be shouting right now. It's our 10th anniversary of Beacon of Hope Ministries today. How exciting is that, Brother Chip? We're a wild group. 10 years.
I know that's right.
10 years this weekend.
Well,
we're
that's
excited.
Something to shout about.
It is something to shout about. And we had church this morning. Boy, did we have church. In fact, we just now left. I mean, it's been a wild day, Connie. Connie, you were here with me on the very first radio show we did in April of 07. That's over 4.5 years ago. And here you are sitting in that same seat again. Mm-hmm. And what do you think? Did we have church today, Con?
We have church every Sunday.
We
every
do.
Wednesday.
We do. We have church every single time.
Yep.
We do.
God
we have a good time, don't we? Oh, my gosh. We have a wild time.
Yep.
It was fun. And our brother Nathan was supposed to be on today, but he could not make it. So, Nan, you've been tapped. You've been standby. You've been tapped 3 weeks in a row, girl. Are you all right?
They call me a standby, right?
All right. You're the standby.
You tapped out. Yeah, but you're on the regular schedule this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, now you're on the radio team.
Now I'm regular.
But you've had to really fill in the last couple of weeks, so we're glad you're here. We've got a lot of other special guests today
yeah,
in the studio.
It's exciting.
It's not just me by myself.
Too.
No, we got live music.
Yep.
Oh my, this is a first.
Woo-hoo.
This is a first. Yep. Our own, yes, thank you. Our own guitar player, Aaron Boone, is going to come on with live music today. It's, you know what, we have fun. We have fun on this radio show because it's all about enjoying the presence of God and really just enjoying the fact that we are alive and able to do this and that God has blessed us so richly that we're in our fifth year on the radio, Pastor Maribel, fifth year on the radio. And it is so exciting that God has always paid the bill. We just paid it just now for today. God has always provided, Connie. He's never one time let us down.
Nope. Never.
Not one time.
Never.
So what a blessing. And so 10 years we celebrated today at NAN. There was all kinds of crazy things going on at Beacon of Hope today, including a meal that fed thousands, right?
I feel like I ate for thousands.
It wasn't thousands, but it sure was a great meal and a whole lot of food.
A lot of food and a lot of fun.
A lot of laughter.
We just had a great time as a family there.
We certainly did. And that's what it's all about. Just that family time together and sharing and tasting different people's recipes. How about that salad Pastor Jim made? Pretty darn good, wasn't it? I mean, there was all kinds of good food going on today. We should have brought you some, but, you know, honestly.
I know that's right. You know, you're all sitting there talking about all this good food, and I haven't had anything to eat.
You've been here all day.
All day long.
Oh, my
God. And Brother Billy is late.
You know what? We really owe you a meal, Brother Chip. We really do. That's pretty bad.
Food.
Well, thank you very much.
We really owe you a meal. But anyway, it was great. Celebrated the Lord. Our theme this weekend, Connie, has been?
It's on the wall.
It's on the wall. Remembering the goodness of the Lord. She's fine. She's just a little tired.
Sister Connie, we didn't bring the wall with us.
She ate some of that food?
She ate a whole lot of that food, Brother Chip. She ate a whole lot of it. And she's been working so much that she hasn't slept.
Yes.
And so she's a little dingier than usual.
So
amen.
There.
So there. Well,
you know what's a blessing about Connie?
Yes, Nan.
She's dinkier than usual. We love her all the time, but the dedication that she has to being, I mean, here we know her schedule.
Yes.
Her schedule's not necessarily shared over the rate, but her schedule, she's worked a very tough schedule.
She works nights at the hospital.
Nights in hospital.
It's very difficult.
We'll work Friday night, Saturday night, come church Sunday.
You know,
I mean, how many people will work that kind of schedule and still come church on Sunday?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. God shows us goodness through her life.
So, yes, and we appreciate what she does. Yes. All right. Connie, what happened Friday night at Beacon of Hope? Can you remember that?
Wait, when you guys were there or when we were there?
No. The service I'm talking about. So some of you people stayed there till like late.
See, they were trying to see if they could stay up all night like I do.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That was the goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what happened Friday night?
We had what we call praise and worship night.
Praise celebration.
Yeah, that's it. I knew it was something like that. It had a P in it. So
she's tired.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Anyway, we had a praise celebration Friday
night.
There
you go. Yes, we did.
And we had everybody that wanted to sing or dance or read poetry or whatever they wanted to do. It's kind of like Beacon Has Talent.
Beacon Has Talent, boy.
Beacon Has Talent.
Yeah, and so everybody performed. It was like a couple hours.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
I recorded it, so I'll see if I can't get it to Maxine to get on the
That would be great.
Website.
Yes. So we're celebrating today 10 years that Beacon of Hope Ministries is a ministry, and it's exciting because we are remembering the goodness of the Lord, and He has always, always taken care of us, no matter what difficult circumstances we were in. And Friday night, there was a lot of singing, and there was a lot going on.
Elroy,
the traffic boy, is who he used to be on Joy FM, and there he is.
Look what he's wearing.
And he's got a Beacon shirt on. There he is. All right. Brother Bill. Brother Bill, I miss my applesauce and my drum roll. Thank you. There we go. All right.
He's here.
So, Brother Bill, thank you, Brother Chip, for filling
thank
in
you.
There. You're great. And we're sorry we didn't bring you food. We owe you one.
We'll
praise
you
God.
Some.
Yes, we owe you one.
Mullet.
Mullet.
That's what he likes.
He likes mullet?
Smoke?
Yep, smoke mullet.
Smoke mullet? I'll keep that in mind. All right, we'll keep that in mind. Smoke mullet. Brother Bill, today is our anniversary. We are 10 years old as a ministry. Yes. That is called applesauce. And isn't that wonderful applesauce to have? Oh, my. It's exciting, Brother Bill. We had a full house.
Did you bring? Oh, you didn't bring no food?
No.
No.
We didn't remember Brother Chip or
None.
You. Actually, we're sorry. We are so sorry. But anyway, it's been a great day in the house of the Lord. And a lot of stuff happened in people's lives, and that is what it's all about. Nan, you've been with us well over a year, year and a half, or something like that. I don't count. But anyway, you've been with us a long time.
Since August.
Last year. Of last year.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah, but she was here like a
different
spot,
times.
Spot
yeah.
Check.
Spotty. Spot.
Spot.
Yeah. Visits. Yeah. And you decided to stake your tent and hang out.
Put a stake in the sand.
Yeah, you sure did. And God has done a lot in your life over the last year, has He not?
He has. A tremendous amount. If Connie laughs, Connie knows. If you'd have told me before last August that I would be attending a church, every service almost, involved with counseling, that I had been involved with the recipient of counseling, and is just actively involved and just loving the people, I'd have said, you gotta be kidding.
Right.
No way.
Right.
I mean, but that's the difference that God has made, as I've allowed Him to.
Yes.
As I've allowed Him to. But He's made I've come to love you and the leadership of the church and the family there very, very, very much. And I had been so hurt by churches, I didn't think that would ever be possible. And it is, and it has happened in my life.
And God's brought some healing there, hasn't He?
He's brought a lot of healing in my
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
A lot of healing.
Yes.
And He's continuing to do so.
And He's continuing to do so. And she's our photographer, and she sure took a whole lot of pictures, and we've got them plastered all over Beacon of Hope, and really some cool pictures, and you've done a lot in that regard.
Thank you.
Nan, we probably should send some of those to Maxine to post.
We should put some of those on the website. Our website is beaconofhopeministries.com. You can check us out there. We have the internet up right now, and you can talk to us during the show, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. That's me. Pastor Jim is pastorjim@beaconofhopeministries.com. I'm not Pastor Marcia at beaconofhopeministries.com, simply because it was the first one, so it's just Pastor, and how about that? Anyway, I don't know if I introduced you, Connie. Connie Farmer is our director of counseling at Beacon of Hope, and such a fine job you are doing.
I'm going to have to quit my day job.
You're going to have to quit your day job. Your night job. Your night job. You sleep in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Your night job, because we are very busy.
We're running out of appointment time.
Yeah, and God's been doing a lot of good work.
Pastor, I can confirm what a good counselor she is.
Yes.
I've been involved with hers, you and hers, my counselor. She's wonderful. God
she's
really
a great
uses
counselor.
Her mightily.
Careful, Nan.
Yes.
Be careful.
No. She's teasing you, man.
I had that scared look. You had that heart burning. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Connie, we've come
along. We didn't bring the noodles.
Oh, you didn't bring the noodles?
We didn't bring them.
Okay.
So, we've come a long way in the last 10 years. You've been a part of Beacon of Hope since 2003. And right beside my side for a real long time. Real long time. Yes.
Holy mackerel.
We've gone through a lot, but it's all good. And
it's all worth it.
It's all worth it.
Because, yeah, it's all worth it.
It certainly is. And I ask you to put, you are director of music for the show, and you have been since we started. And I ask you to put this song up first. It was my dad's favorite song. Through It All by the group Sela. Wow. Thanks, Connie and Nan. We'll let some other people take your chairs for a few minutes. Through It All.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong.
Places and I've seen so many faces, but there have been times I've felt so all alone. But in that lonely hour, in that precious lonely hour, Jesus let me know I was His own. His work could do. That's the reason I say that through it all,
help me see.
Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all.
Praise God. Through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. We've learned to trust in God. We've learned to depend upon His word, and that is what it's all about. We have some special guests with us today, and we're going to teach the word a little bit and share. We're going to Psalm 31, starting with verse 19, if you have your Bible. And I'm going to read a few verses, actually till the end of the chapter, and then I'm going to introduce you to our very special guests that are all the way from Fort Myers today and dear friends of ours. Psalm 31, verse 19. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling, you keep them safe from accusing tongues. Praise be the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. For he showed his wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. In my alarm, I said, I'm cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Powerful passage
That's awesome.
Of Scripture. Oof. My dear Yvette, to my right, Lori is your last name.
Yes, ma'am.
Maribel Figueroa over here.
Yes.
Pastor Maribel. A joy to have you both on the air with us today. You visited us several weeks ago. We became fast friends, and you're a blessing to us. We're talking today about remembering the goodness of the Lord. I love how David captured this essence of God over and over again in the Psalms. And he says, how great is your goodness, which you've stored up for those who fear you. I mean, God's got it all there for us, doesn't he? He's got all the goodness. He is a good God, but so often he gets a bad rap and the devil gives him, you know, all kinds of fits. Says, well, God doesn't love you. God's mad at you. God, you know, you didn't do this right, so God's not, you know, on board with you. All of that. Would you comment on that, Pastor Maribel? You have to pull that mic down a little closer to you, probably. Yeah, there you go. Just pull the whole thing forward, the whole apparatus. There you go.
There we go.
All right.
I think that, I mean, David was an incredible man. His heart was according to God's.
Yes.
Meaning that nothing pleased him more.
Right.
And he took pleasure in many things.
Right.
I mean, we know his story.
Yes.
But nothing pleased him like pleasing God.
Yes.
And in the midst, he truly knew what persecution was.
Right.
He knew what it was like to give his love, his work, and give truly his all to everything that he did.
Right.
And I believe that this Psalms was probably inspired during the time that he was undergoing persecution.
I believe it was too.
By his mentor.
Yes.
By a man that he respected.
Right.
A man that he even desired to be like, although right. he was very good at covering his nakedness.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because he was a very tormented man.
Right. You're talking about King Saul.
Correct.
His
King
mentor.
Saul. And he ended up having to flee for his life.
Right.
And he could have justifiably, if so, had taken matters into his own hands.
Right.
But he didn't, because he respected the anointed man of God.
Amen.
And it's an interesting portion in Scripture, because it's one that often has kept me balanced.
Really?
Whenever I've, oh yes, whenever
you like
I've,
this Scripture. I didn't know that this
yes,
special was special to you.
It is, because as a believer, or as someone who has walked the Christian walk and has gone through metamorphoses and transitions,
mm-hmm.
this is something that you constantly will go through this,
yes.
you know, in ministry, or, you know, even in the workplace.
Right.
I mean, this is life application, where you choose to take the low road. You choose not to avenge or revenge, and you choose to wait on God. You
right.
choose to walk in wisdom.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And you choose that although you're in persecution and nothing around you is showing the evidence of God's mercy and grace, supposedly,
right.
it forces you to open up the book of remembrance.
Yes. Amen. The book of remembrance.
And
explain the book of remembrance to our listening audience.
The book of remembrance?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's a phrase that's often used, and we see it all through Scripture. It's something that God constantly wants us to do, and it keeps us focused and balanced.
Right.
Because through times of persecution and trials and tribulations, through hard times, we remind ourselves that God is a good God.
Amen.
And that he doesn't leave the righteous forsaken or
that's
the seed
right.
begging
Amen.
Bread.
Amen. You preach it.
And that he is truly a faithful God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can go back to my personal experiences. I had to learn this at a very early age, because in my adolescent years, I had received a diagnosis in the middle of my training to play basketball.
Oh.
I loved the sport, and I was training for it, and I was planning to team up with my basketball team at the school. It was a summer, and I was training, and I had not done anything out of the ordinary. And then all of a sudden, I woke up one morning, and I felt excruciating pain in my joints, and I didn't know what was going on. It wasn't something that I could walk off,
right?
You know, and say, okay, well, it's just sore muscles.
Right.
I knew something was wrong. Something was going on. Then after being poked and probed, and I received a diagnosis, juvenile onset rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, my.
And then I found out that there goes any potential basketball career.
Sure, exactly.
And it forced me, you know, you go through the process of feeling sorry for yourself. You go through the process of saying, what did I do to deserve this?
Right, exactly.
You know, because you look at all the kids around you, and mm-hmm. most of them are very well, healthy, and you know, vigorous, and, you know, has life right in front of them, and they're living it with all the strength and power that's in them, and I'm here limited.
Right.
And, you know, it forces you to either, okay, you're going to stop and feel sorry for yourself, or are you going to look at the positive things of life?
Right.
Okay, it could be worse.
Right.
You know, and I think God purposefully would allow me to grab an article, and I'd find out someone that was wheelchair bound and, you know, was, you know, an incredible sportsman or sportswoman and an incredible athlete and was a champion.
Right.
And Special Olympics. And why am I looking at this? I don't want to look at this. He would not allow me to feel sorry for myself.
Oh, praise God.
He says, I want you to remember how it could have been.
Yes.
And how it could be. And it isn't.
Right.
No matter how many difficult things. And we all have our story.
Right.
You know, that we've all been through our heartaches,
mm-hmm.
but he always has wanted me to just focus on the positive
things. Amen.
And that in itself is what gives us strength.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's the ultimate example of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, he, in the midst of his disappointment with Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
Created the heavens and the earth.
Exactly.
And then left the best for last, as far as he's concerned, which is us.
Which is us.
And we've
Amen.
Been created in his image and in his likeness.
Right.
So he is the ultimate example of
that. Yes.
He says, don't tell me you can't look at the positive, because I've been having this tug of war with mankind for a long time, and I'm very optimistic, and
right.
I continue, you know, throughout history, throughout the ages, well, you know, putting a plan in place, because
yes.
I desire relationship
yes.
with man.
Amen.
So he's the ultimate example. So when we open up the book of remembrance and we remember the goodness of Jesus,
Ooh,
and all
amen.
That he's done for us,
yes.
that in itself will give us strength
yes.
to run the course.
Absolutely.
You know, and even the synergy that takes place here at the radio station, or even at Beacon of Hope, it's that synergy, that anointing. I am my brother's keeper.
Right.
We are stronger united.
Yes, we are.
And this is what this is all about.
Ooh, and having people in our lives that we are on the same plane with, that we can share our sorrows, and we
yes.
can share our strengths, and we can share about the goodness of the Lord. It just really gets us stronger and stronger. So when David said, "How great is your goodness?" It wasn't because David had never had a problem.
That's it.
David had a lot of problems and a lot of heartache, but he understood that the essence of God is goodness.
Yes.
That is the essence of our God. Oh, dear Yvette, I know you're ready to comment on all this, aren't you?
Well, I don't know what version this is. You said this is NIV?
Oh, that's the message.
Oh, this is
that's
the
message.
Message. Can I read a little
Please,
bit of the message?
Please, yes. I
oh,
mean,
my God,
we love the message. I teach out of it most of the time now.
This is totally awesome.
It is, isn't it?
31:19.
Got it. Go ahead.
What a stack of blessing you have piled up for those who worship you. Ready and waiting for all who run to you to escape an unkind world. How many of us have feel at one time
yes.
or another, this is such an unkind world.
Right.
What have you got me here for, Lord?
Right.
Come on, you saved me, but take me out of here.
Right.
But God is so good, because he wants us to reach all those people
yes.
who are feeling the same way but still don't know God.
Right.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is awesome.
So he's left us here as ambassadors.
Yes.
To be able to witness the goodness of God. And
mm-hmm.
today at service and our fellowship afterwards.
Right.
Did I not see the goodness of God? I mean, I've seen.
Did you?
I've seen couples that, oh my God, it brought me to tears. People who, your parents who have kicked out and who have ostracized their children
mm-hmm.
for whatever things they think their children are not.
Right.
And there is always somebody, God has a ram in a bush for someone to say, I've got your back. I'm there for you. So I saw that so much today. The couples there are absolutely darling and beautiful.
Yes.
And to be in such an atmosphere where people all feel the same way. And it's all about love.
It's all about love.
It's all about Jesus. We go on to verse 20. It says, you hide them safely away from the opposition. As you slam the door on those oily, mocking faces, you silence the poisonous gossip. Blessed God, his love is the wonder of the world. I panicked, out of sight, out of mind, I said. But you have heard me say it. You heard and you listen. Love God, all you saints. That goes for everybody who knows that Jesus died for them. You are called saints of God.
Amen.
It says God takes care of all who stay close to him, but he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. Do not go it alone. Do not be arrogant. Know that you need God right next to you. That's my little insert there. Be brave, be strong. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is always there. It says God, he says that some people, it says God is doesn't come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Right.
God does come when you want him.
Absolutely.
He does come when you want him.
And it's a matter of reaching out and tapping into the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah, that's what you taught today. Yeah.
Right. And not sitting back and letting the negativity of life and people around us make us feel that God doesn't care about us and our circumstances.
Don't sulk.
Because he does. Yeah, pity parties are no fun. Nobody likes to come to them.
No.
You know, they're just really kind of not a good thing to do. But God wants us to tap into his goodness, because when we do that, it changes our behavior, our thought process, and suddenly we're moving in ways that we would not have when we are tapped into the goodness of the Lord versus, oh, this awful thing has happened. I'm always defeated. I can never, ever come out of this.
You shut yourself down when you do that. I remember getting laid off a job, and if you have a positive attitude, you'd be surprised the thoughts that come into your head that push you forward. And the good news, the Holy Spirit is there to tell you where to go next, what to do next. But if you are sulking and having, who wants to be? He doesn't even want to be there.
No,
the Holy Spirit
no.
doesn't want to be there. And you can hear and receive. So your heart is always there in a receiving position, always be in a receiving position.
When you're meditating on and really moving in the goodness of the Lord, I mean, doors open of opportunity, all kinds of things. Pastor Maribel, share on that, if you will.
Share on what again?
Oh, just about how, what meditating and walking in the goodness of the Lord, how it changes your life.
Of course. Well, the thing is that we have a gravitational pull. He knows how he designed us.
Okay.
Okay.
God, you have to get closer to your mic.
God has designed us a certain way. We've been created in God's image and in his likeness.
Yes.
Okay, so we really don't realize how powerful we are.
Right.
I mean, that's really the bottom line. Mm-hmm. We don't realize how powerful we are.
Right.
So if we soak in, there is negativity that we allow to simmer in, that is what is going, that's what is going to gravitate towards us.
Right.
But if we consistently maintain optimism, and when that negativity wants to creep in, and we want to soak in it and justify, because that's the loophole that the enemy uses.
Justifying,
you know, it's justified.
After all, so and so hurt me. They said these awful things, or I lost my job, or I don't have any money, or nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I think I'll go eat worms. That was my mother's favorite little phrase when I was little, you know. And we get into that, and it becomes a vicious circle.
It's a rut.
It is a rut. A rut. That's exactly right.
And it weighs us down.
Exactly.
And we cannot be all that God has called us to be.
That's right.
Because it's within our spheres of influence.
Yes.
You know, if we're going to soak in negativity, that's what we're going to draw to ourselves.
Absolutely.
But if we begin to think in the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us.
Wow.
And we open up the book of remembrance, but I remember this day when you were there.
Amen.
When you just came right on time, when you healed, when you restored me, when you delivered me. okay, so I was abused, but at least I didn't lose my mind. And if I did, you restored me.
There you go.
Returned to me, you know, what the cankerworm stole.
That's right.
Know,
that's
and
right.
That, in essence, will begin to restore us and regenerate us.
He is a God of restoration and healing.
That's it.
Our theme at Beacon of Hope all these 10 years has been where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
Amen.
God gets the cool glory and the praise for that because he's the one who does the healing and the restoration. And in all these years, Connie, and all the counseling we've done, I have never seen any one person that couldn't be healed and restored if they chose to do it. Because it is an individual choice. God, just like salvation is, God says, here it is, free gift, you can have it, you can get saved, you can walk in victory, you can have all these blessings. But if we elect to stay in our junk and stay in all of the past hurt, mm-hmm. resentment, bitterness. I've known a lot of people through the years that had been married or something and had a bad relationship, whatever, and just kept reliving. But he said this or she did that. And they just can't ever come out of that and have a new day.
God,
you know,
gave me
go
a
ahead.
Vision. God gave me a vision just as we were talking. You're
go
in
ahead.
A ditch and you're constantly remembering all the bad things. There's a shovel there. The shovel is full of crap and crud. And if you keep remembering, you can't get a good grip on that shovel to dig yourself out. Pull on a good shovel. Pull on something that is clean and crisp. That means leave all that junk behind and start digging yourself out. Remember, with mud on your hands, how can you hold on to stuff?
Man? Right.
That's horrible.
It's a matter. It's decision. It is, you know, and it's a decision of getting rid of that stuff out of that ditch.
Yeah.
And so when we remember the goodness of the Lord, it does not mean that you've never had a bad thing happen to you. It's not like that. You know, it's that instead of dwelling on the bad, you dwell on the good. You're thinking, how great is our God? We're going to hear that in a little while, aren't we, Aaron? Woo, how wild. That was wild today, wasn't it? Wow. Woo. The praise and worship today at Beacon of Hope was just absolutely life-changing if you grabbed it and took it. Because when we sing those kinds of declarations about God, when we sing about his greatness and his goodness, Nahum 1:7, and I bet you've never heard this in song, and I'm not going to sing it because my voice is shot now, but Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And that's a song. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. I love that verse. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. I'll sing it for you later. Maribel, the Lord is good in a stronghold in the day of trouble. What is a stronghold? Why do we need a stronghold?
Why do we need a stronghold?
Yeah, why do we need a stronghold? What happens? You know, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. What does that mean?
He keeps us secure.
Okay.
He keeps us secure in the midst of trials and tribulations, in the midst of problems, and when we think that we are at our wit's end,
mm-hmm.
he says, I will sustain you.
Yes.
See, because it's about trust.
Right.
It's about relationship. See,
we
often want to put God in a box, or we want to put him in a separate place when it comes to the rules of engagement of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way. The only way that we can get better acquainted with him is spending time with him.
Absolutely.
Is through the reading of his word. It's through meditating in him. It's meditating in his promises. It's spending time with him.
Amen,
it's in conversation
sister.
With him.
Yes,
so
it is.
So he says, I will sustain you.
Right.
And your trust level has to be built up.
Right.
And I will sustain you in the days of trouble.
Right.
But you've got to trust me.
Amen.
I can't do this without you. I didn't create a robot here.
Right.
You know, I want you to willingly love me, willingly
Amen.
Trust
engage,
me.
Engage in me. Yeah.
Yes. He wants us to, because he's the ultimate passion.
Yes.
I mean, he's demonstrated the ultimate passion, and he desires that from
exactly.
us. So he's saying,
giving it all.
That's it. He's saying, if you trust me, I will sustain
mm-hmm.
you. But you've got, and see, and that's sometimes we think it in terms of, okay, goodness, why is it that we have to go through these issues and
right.
through these situations? And well, he did.
Yes.
He did.
He did. He suffered.
From the moment that he created us, out of a place of mourning, because Lucifer, you know, turned his back on him, and was absolutely ungrateful. This was practically what his right hand man,
right?
Who we know
minister
today
of music,
being, yes,
yeah.
Who we know today extremely influential,
right?
I mean, took a third of the angels right. with him, you know, and in the midst of that disillusion. He created the heavens and the earth, and he created a being, which
yes.
that's why when Lucifer sees us, you know, he sees God.
Right.
Because we've been created in God's image
yes.
and his likeness.
Praise
so,
God.
In the midst of trials and tribulations, we're aligned.
Right.
Because it's almost like you're going to fulfill your divine destiny. You're going to align yourself because in the midst of trials and tribulations, you're going to know that I'm God.
Absolutely.
I'm going to exercise that muscle of trust.
Amen.
You're going to trust me.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
I've created you in my likeness and in my image.
Yes.
And see, we often think of heaven and, okay, so we're going to be all surrounded in the throne and we're going to be worshiping and we're going to be loving on him. But it's so much deeper than that. If we've been created in God's image and in his likeness, it's that means we're going to create with him.
Right.
We're not like the angels.
Right.
We're like him.
Right.
You know, often theologians don't want to grab that one verse from scripture and pastors kind of keep it tucked away and don't want to say it because they don't want us to get into this ego trip. But
right.
the word of God says, ye are gods.
Yes.
But ye shall die as mere men.
Right.
We are like him.
Right.
But he's saying when he says ye shall die as mere men, he's saying, some of you will not reach your fullest potential
right.
in
exactly
because boy what I can do with you here on earth and I chose to
Amen.
That I choose that I cannot do it without you.
That's right.
I want to do it through you.
Right.
Heal, restore, deliver, fortify, and strengthen.
Amen.
Build my kingdom here on earth.
Good.
So, you know, what we often think as a negative, it's really strengthening some muscles.
That's exactly what it is. If we never had a problem, we would never, ever grow in faith.
That's it.
That's how you grow your faith. You have problems.
That's it.
Ooh, Yvette, comment on all this. Isn't this good? So we got to change our perception of the problems that come into our lives.
And you spoke about that today with when you do have a problem, you're actually using that as that stronghold. You're using that. You're saying, okay, somebody has thrown a dagger at me.
Right.
Let me use that dagger as now my weapon.
Right.
And I'm going to use that not to hurt that person.
No.
But you're going to use that to strengthen yourself.
Right.
So God is good because he uses all those little things that go, that like Pastor Maribel says, all those little things to strengthen us. It's just like an athlete or someone who's exercising. You have
right.
a pain.
Yes.
You have to go through that pain to strengthen that muscle. That's how
you
we get
to.
Those six packs and those,
that's
those
right.
buffs.
That's
and
how
all
we
that
do
kind.
That.
We
yeah.
get that. It hurts.
By working out.
It hurts.
It does
but
hurt.
But hurting is good. No pain, no gain.
That's exactly right.
But don't give up on God.
No, go ahead.
You can't give up on God.
No.
That's the most important thing.
People do because they get disillusioned and they think, okay, well, God's not, he's not answering my prayer. My circumstances haven't changed quick enough for my desires. And they get discouraged and defeated. And the devil comes in and he discredits God to us all the time. You know, he's the accuser of the brethren. Yeah. We know that in Revelation 12, 10 to 12. And we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And so often, though, we fall into the bad press that the devil gives God. We fall into it. We kind of like, yeah, where has God been? I'm really upset with God.
Like
you know?
Song,
you know what I'm saying?
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I mean, he didn't promise it to Jesus when Jesus was there having to sacrifice himself for us.
Right.
Jesus says, not my will. If you can, let this cup pass for me, because
mm-hmm.
Jesus saw it all. He
right.
knew what he'd be going through.
Right.
But he said, Father, not my will, but
yes.
your will.
Yes.
And he had to go through that pain for the victory, so we have victory in him.
Exactly. And if we never go through the difficult times, we never go through the trials and the testings and the times of, wow, what this is really tough. How are we going to know that God is so good?
That's true.
You know, and that he does sustain us through those difficult times, that we can run to the stronghold and be safe. The Lord is
trouble,
good.
The bigger your trouble, the bigger the victory, and that's how big your God is.
Woo.
God's not going to do something that you can. He's going to do something fantastic and big. Look at the world. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes.
Have faith in him.
And how he brings people into our lives, you know, that help us grow, you know? How he brings people in. I mean, we just have only met you all just in July, and what the bond that God has put between our ministries and between us, and just knowing that we're on the same page and that we love you and you love us. And God, those are blessings. That's part of the goodness of the Lord when he gives us people in our lives that bless us and change, you know, our perspective. And sometimes we have to be corrected a little bit and we have to be reminded, wait a minute. This isn't bad. This is okay. Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to make through this. I'm going to get this all going to be. Comment on that, all that.
Well, it's like a marriage. I mean,
had a few of those.
you're going to be tested.
Yes.
I mean, I can speak from my experience when in my relationship with Yvette, when, you know, we've had our hard times. There have been times of transitioning.
Sure.
I mean, we're going through a huge transition right now. But I've noticed, and it's something that I guess I've commented for the first time. It's been difficult to endure and to endure. But afterwards, I'm like, I did good.
Yeah.
Like
I made it through that situation.
Did good, and
yeah.
I didn't like pack up my bags and leave, or I didn't say, you know what, I'm going to do what comes easy.
But
I'm gonna stay and I'm not gonna do what I know in my heart to be the right thing, as difficult as it might be.
But people do this, Pastor Maribel. They walk away from God and they use churches, and churches do have, I mean, golly, hospitals full of sick people, Connie, aren't they? You see that all the time. Well, churches are full of people that need ministry, you know? We're not perfect. We don't claim to be perfect. We just claim to love the Lord. And but the devil comes in and somebody says something kind of cross to you, mm-hmm. or you know, doesn't respond the way you think, or they're not as friendly as you wish they were. And people will pack up and walk out of a church over and over again. Instead of remembering the goodness of the Lord, they're remembering that somebody failed them.
They don't leave their job when the people talk about them. Then they quit.
Good point.
Some of them get fired.
Some get fired, Connie said. But yeah. This is true. Yeah. But so the whole thing is, as we at this particular time in the ministry of Beacon of Hope, with this, you know, this benchmark of 10 years, we look back, and yes, there's been times that it's been very hard. People got upset with people, walked away. But through it all, we have learned to trust in him more than ever before. And we have learned that it's not about popularity. It's about giving out the truth of God's word. And God is good. God is good. And he loves us so very much. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble.
Amen.
And he knows all those who put their trust in him.
Yes, sir.
I love that. Woo! Give us another comment here before we go to a song.
Well, I mean, let us be not only hearers of what we've heard today, let us be doers.
Yes.
And we, you know, to make a decision or to have that free will is a gift.
Right.
It's a gift. It's powerful.
Right.
But it's as easy as making the decision and saying, you know what, this is a test, and I'm going to get an A.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. But you know what? I choose to endure. I to prove myself through the test of time. I choose to hope. I choose to stay. I choose to believe.
Right.
It's a choice. Sometimes we want to psychoanalyze it, but I can. But yes, you can make the decision right now.
Right.
Choose to
it's
believe.
A choice.
Choose that he will withhold nothing from those who walk upright. He, God, will not withhold nothing from those who
That's
walk
exactly
upright.
Right.
He is the ultimate Father.
Amen.
He is the Father of the fatherless. He is the Father of fathers. If an evil man, an evil judge, and we see this in scripture, can be convinced by
right.
a woman,
right.
an evil man can
right.
be convinced because of her persistence.
That's exactly right.
How much our God
exactly
that is good.
Right. Praise
God. Who has our best
God.
Interest in mind.
And he does. He loves us so much.
You see, and that's what trials, tribulations, and problems and issues in our lives bring. Mm-hmm. It draws us closer to him.
Amen.
To get to know him better.
Amen.
And then that seals the bond.
It's his idea of fun. He loves, seriously, the Holy Spirit, the God loves to allow the trials. Mm. I mean, they are there so that we grow. I mean, that's, if we never had a problem, we would not grow. We would not grow our faith.
Well, that's the true. Thing is, that's how we were born.
That's how we were born.
That's how the human race was born.
Right, in travail.
It was
in pain.
In the midst of his pain.
Sure.
His disillusion with Lucifer.
Yes.
Amen.
Woo. Yes. Woo. Yeah, come on in. Yvette?
Loving Father, just like you said with your grandchildren, if you're in love with your children, you're going to want to give them everything. And
yes.
You are delighted when your child looks at you and say, Father, can I?
Yes.
Can I? May I have it? Oh, please.
Right.
And he's going to say, when you're ready, I'm going to give it to you. And he's not going to withhold it because he loves you.
That's exactly right.
He wants to show off so much
Ooh.
Through us if we yes. would allow him to show off our God,
Amen.
Our Father. He showed us off, and Jesus is reigning in glory right now and in us. And he showed off Jesus in front of the devil and in front
That's
of the
exactly
opposition.
Right.
He showed us off in your face. In your face.
Take in that. Your face,
yeah.
devil.
So we praise God because he'll never
Amen.
Fail us.
He'll never fail.
Us. Very Ooh. Faithful.
That's Amen. Did you have another comment to that?
That's good.
That's good?
That's good.
Oh my! You two are a real blessing,
it's
and
an honor to be here today.
And we hope to hear more from you in the days and years ahead. And you know, the goodness of God is this is a blessing, having you in our lives and having that ability to be able to share with you like this, and having you share today with our listening audience wherever they might be around the globe. So God bless you both, and we are going to go to a song that is just going to blow your socks off. We did it this morning live at church, but this one is Twyla Paris, Days of Elijah.
Amen.
There's no God like Jehovah.
What a great song. Woo! Twyla Paris, you did a great job, but I really think we did it better this morning.
Absolutely.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You know, it's the live thing that happened today. And Aaron, we're going to bring Aaron in a minute. And Aaron, when you sing that song and when the whole praise team, Terry, all of you guys just jumped in, man, the Spirit of God, Nan, could you feel God shaking the building today?
It was totally awesome. I mean, yes, you could. I mean, he was there. I mean, you could just sense, you could just cut it with a knife. You could almost just cut it. It was just thick there.
The presence of God, the anointing of God. So many people out there in our listening audience may not even understand what we talk about when we're talking about the anointing. That is the presence of God. That is when God is just like coming down all over us and just absolutely you could take off. You could fly without an engine, you know? It's just amazing.
Celestial air.
Woo! Boy, it was, wasn't it, Connie?
Mm-hmm. And I think we should have done it, like, gone through it a couple, three times, because it just, I mean, our praise and worship is wild anyway. But
right.
And the song before it, How Great Is Our God, was phenomenal. But I don't know, there's something about that song.
Exactly.
That as soon as we, you know, just when we get to about prepare you the way of the Lord, and then when we start, Behold, He Comes, It's just amazing.
It really is. And behold, He is coming. He is coming back. And we have got to be prepared, and we will become more prepared each day when we meditate on the goodness of the Lord.
Well, we'll say something about the anointing. You're talking about the anointing. Some people may not understand that. It's like, it is so cool. Because, I mean, it's like the anointing of the Lord just falls down. And by that, it's like, it doesn't matter what problem I have walked in church with that morning.
Right.
What weight is weighing on me. Something that is happening. Something that's bothering me. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
You just begin to praise the Lord. And the praise and worship group leads. And you just begin to praise the Lord. You know, and it's, you know people around you. But when you close your eyes and raise your hands, it's like, it's just God and I.
Ayo.
I mean, you just, that's anointing. You just feel His presence so strongly on you and within you that it just calms down what's happening at that time in your life.
It's His goodness. It's His goodness settling down and allowing us to feel His presence. I mean, it's how good is God that He allows us to feel Him in such a mighty way.
Because He loves us. And He wants us to know He's there.
Yes.
And He wants to know that He cares.
Right.
And just chill out, man. I got this.
And doesn't that feel great? I mean, honestly.
I don't know how to describe it. It's so cool.
It's just the very presence of God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Connie, you've been with me, as all these people that are here in the studio today, you've been with me in ministry now for 7 or 8 years. And we have been through some times of tremendous growth. We've been through some times of tremendous pain. And we've been through times where people walked away from the ministry, and that's normal in any ministry. But we've been through times where it didn't feel like God was that good right that moment. And yet we always knew that it wasn't God. These were actions of people, perhaps, that hurt or that didn't understand something or whatever. But God has never, ever, ever left us and this ministry that He's given us to do. And He has always been strong on our behalf.
And if anything, I think it's pushed us into more praise and worship. Even if we had to do it with karaoke and a little jukebox, it didn't matter because we were praising God.
It didn't matter, did it?
It didn't matter. Because it didn't sound like a, you know, 90,000-piece orchestra or something. It was what was in our hearts, and we had that feeling.
It was amazing. In 08, in April of 08, a truck ran through our building in Dunedin, and so we immediately had to go in storage, and there was a lot of structural damage and a lot of problems. And so we started meeting in a little hotel room, and we could have given up, but we didn't. And the reason she mentions a little jukebox is because that's what we had. And one day on a Sunday morning, we found an old cardboard box at the hotel, and we got on the table, and we put the cardboard box up there, and then we put the sound system, the little tiny boom box clear up there so we could get more sound out of it.
Yeah.
And then we had
the
picture of Jesus. Yeah, it went all the way. And then we had that picture of Jesus that we had at the front of Beacon, sitting up there against the cardboard.
He was always hanging out with us.
He's always hanging out. And so even through hard times, we have praised God and believed God for His goodness.
Well, Pastor, I you know, one of those times when I was coming and going when I'd come on Sunday and not show up for 6 more months.
That was interesting, Nan.
That was interesting.
That was really cool.
I do better now. You had the little boombox then.
Oh, we did.
Okay. And as Connie was sharing that, what came to mind is the dedication that you guys had. You know, today's celebration is remembering the goodness of the Lord. And you can see where you are now. And you can see the promises that God made you, that you will have a live praise
band again.
He's just brought the whole thing together from all different directions. It's not
just
like
in the last few months.
Exactly. I mean,
yes.
and because of the faithfulness of the people of Beacon,
right.
God blessed that and is blessing that and continues to bless that.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because on Friday night's praise celebration, you read some poems that God gave you in November and December of 2010, last year.
Yes.
And those poems were God saying to us that he was bringing more people in, that he was bringing a live praise band. And you read those, and it was so cool, Nan, Friday night when you got up and read those, because it reminded us that in November and December last year, we didn't have that. We still had karaoke. We still had just the boombox type thing, although it was a bigger boombox. It was the sound system. Right. But it was like where God has brought us.
Right.
And for each person listening, our listening audience, it's so important to hang on to the promises that God gives you. It's so important to hang on to where God is taking you and not let the devil steal your blessing. And I preached today from Genesis 32 about Jacob and Jacob hanging on and wrestling with God and saying, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. You know, and I think too often people lose their blessing because of fatigue, of laziness, of discouragement, whatever.
Well, I think that there have been a lot of naysayers in our time of Beacon who keep telling you, why don't you just give up and go home? But I think that's what you were holding on to was you knew that something like this, like what we're doing now, is way beyond something that. This is what I dreamed we would be doing
right.
by now.
Yes.
Well, sooner, but now is fine. It's his time.
Right.
But to be able to do and be able to reach out to people like we're doing.
Right.
We couldn't do that if you didn't hold on to God and say, I want it.
And that's
so
what it
that's
was.
What you did for us was to keep it going. Keep the dream alive.
You know, in April of 2008, when that truck ran through our building, I had several disgruntled people that had left Beacon of Hope, mad about this or that, started calling me and saying, well, this is it for Beacon of Hope, right? This is it. You're quitting, right? Isn't this when the time is to quit now?
If anything, I heard that's about... enough to make you fight harder.
And I can remember one day one person calling me, and it just went all through me. And I said, absolutely not. This is when we band together and we fulfill the goals, the vision, the mission that God has given this ministry to do. And we are marching forward. We are not turning around and going backwards. We're going forward. And that's what it's all about.
Well, you know, and I hate to keep quoting songs, but in the Days of Elijah, when he talks about the dry bones and in the desert, proclaiming the, you know, we serve a community who's in the desert.
Right.
They have been cast out of,
right.
of every place that they could hear it from.
Right.
You know, so
the good news needs to reach every end of the earth. People that feel, you know, we have a special calling to people who feel less than,
right.
who feel that they don't measure up or that God does not love them because of whatever reason. They're green, they're purple, whatever their situation is. And God says it doesn't matter. Any of that. What matters is that you understand that I'm a good God, that I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you so very much. Come and receive my love for you and his acceptance and his forgiveness. Woo, do you have a comment to all that, Nan?
Of course. No. You know, you're talking about how the ministry that Beacon has. And I was one who felt less than.
Yes.
One who came with a lot of stuff,
right?
You know, a lot of hurts, a lot of rejection.
Yeah.
And yet God's love, you're talking about God's love. God's love is, just flows through the yes. people at Beacon.
Yes.
I mean, even this morning, I needed hugs. They sensed that. And a lot of them just came up and hugged me. And that is just God's love reaching out through my
Amen.
Brothers and sisters,
Amen.
Hugging me, saying hi. And that's just the way the family is. And God just uses Beacon to show his love.
Amen. If you don't have a body of believers where you regularly attend and you live in the Tampa Bay area, or you'd like to come visit, we welcome you to Beacon of Hope Ministries. As we have been saying, this is our 10th anniversary. We are located in Clearwater now. We've been other places, but now we're in Clearwater. And we started out in Tampa. We laughed because, you know, God has moved us different places. But yeah. we are in Clearwater, 3700 Almerton Road. And it's really wonderful what God did even a year and a half ago, giving us that wonderful space after having been in the hotel for a while. And so we welcome you to come to our services Sunday at 10, Wednesday night at 7, Bible study. What happens in Bible study, Connie?
Oh, it's wild, too.
It's wild, too?
Yeah. Everybody comes after work or after play, whatever.
Right.
And brings, most people bring their supper because
right.
it's at supper time.
Yeah.
Kind of.
6:15 prayer meeting.
Yeah. And then we just tear apart the word.
Amen. We talk about it. Interactive. We try to get you all talking. Pastor Jim and I are starting a new series this week. We're excited about it. Excuse me. It's called Boot Camp Basics. Boot Camp Basics. How about that, Bill?
It was so powerful, my headphones fell off.
I saw them go, yes. Was that my hiccup?
No, because you said boot camp basics.
Yeah, wow. That's starting this Wednesday night at Beacon of Hope. And we're going to get into why we believe what we believe, who we believe in, what the authority and the veracity of the Bible. We're going to really present some basics that we all need to know down on the inside of us so that when we are talking to people in our course of our daily lives, that we have the confidence within us, you know, that we know who we believe in and why, and that we have that confidence that God is so good, that he loves us so very much. Did either of you have another comment to that before we go to station ID? They're thinking.
Well, I just know that just some of the recent teachings, because it's been so rich on Wednesday nights, I mean, people could get there as well, some has given me some confidence that I've been able to have opportunities of sharing God with people that I never would have ever done before.
Exactly.
But because of the confidence I received through the teaching at Beacon,
praise God.
I was able to.
But it's
so
also
Wednesday
obedience.
Nights is...
It's what?
It's also obedience.
Obedience. You,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Connie,
thank you, Counselor Connie.
Yeah, Aaron was on the show last week when we were talking about obedience. That was a good show. So it's Wednesday nights is 6:15 prayer meeting and 7 o'clock Bible study. Sunday mornings at 10. And then, of course, every Sunday at 4 o'clock, this live radio show, Station ID.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right. Welcome back. This is Beacon of Hope Ministries live radio show every Sunday at 4 o'clock on Tampa time. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Right here beside me is Connie Farmer. And Connie, you're Director of Counseling, and this is something that we do at Beacon of Hope along with the prayer line. Mm-hmm. Can you tell them about the prayer line and the importance of that?
We have a prayer ministry. Anybody that needs prayer, just you can either go to the website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and click on the prayer, or you can just send an email for prayer request to beaconofhopeministries.com. Prayers,
right.
prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. And then we have a crew of about, I'd say 25, 30 people
yeah.
that we send the request out to.
At least, so
that,
yeah.
Yeah, that, and we have somebody that watches for the emails to come in through the daytime and, well, 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. And so if you have a need, we have had prayer requests from around the world, and it doesn't matter where you are or what situation you're in. It's not too big for God. And we encourage you, you do not have to be a part of Beacon of Hope Ministries to use our prayer line. It is free. It's 100% free. And we want you to use it, to access it. That's why we're here. Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. We have the internet up today. If you want to comment or if you want to say happy anniversary, that'd be cool too. And you just write it, pastor at beaconofhopeministries.com, and it'll come right here to the computer. So God is doing so much, and he's bringing it all together, all of the things that we have gone through. And I love this song. We've used it different times through the years. Natalie Grant and Wynonna, Bring It All Together. It's a wild song. Get ready.
I hear you say that you can't go on, 'cause you had it all and watched it fall away. Betrayed, 'cause everything's gone wrong. Can't find the strength to hope for a better day. We may not understand the reasons, but I know his promise will never change. He's gonna take your pain. He's gonna take your doubt, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together. Bring it all together. Gonna make you happy. He's gonna make you laugh out loud, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together. Bring it all together for good.
You say you're living your life, doing the best you can, but wondering if the struggle means anything. If you realized that it's in his hands, you'll find the peace that sweet surrender brings. Well, we may not understand the reason. Well, I know will never change. He's gonna take your pain. He's gonna take your doubt. He's gonna bring it all together. Bring it all together. Gonna make you happy. He's gonna make you laugh out loud. He's gonna bring it all together. Bring it all together.
God, he's gonna make you happy. He's gonna make you laugh out loud. Woo! He's bringing it all together, sweetheart. Whatever it is that you are going through today, God wants to invade your space and change your situation. Now, too often, the devil's voice seems louder than God's in some of our minds, and we think that nothing is ever going to change, or maybe you're surrounded by some negative people that make you feel that nothing will ever change for the good for you. And I love that Natalie Grant and Wynonna Judd song because it says, God's bringing it all together, baby. He is changing it. He is changing you into all that he wants for you. Now joining Connie and I over here to my left is Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone, you and your partner, Terry, are a wonderful addition to Beacon of Hope.
Well, thank you.
And you play a mean guitar, girl.
Mean guitar.
You certainly do. And we
wicked.
Just thank God for your talent. And you and Terry both singing and just the songs, the quality that comes from you. And you're just a couple years younger than me.
Yeah, just a couple.
Just a couple. And so you're bringing in, I have lied about my age all day long. Haven't I not?
I know. I'm just like,
what is this? You're
only 20 or so.
Yeah, it's just.
Not, yeah, it just keeps going.
You know, well, not even that, because you're what, like 43? So, and I'm
well,
25.
In my dreams, yeah, I am.
So,
yeah.
Just, you know, slightly different.
Just slightly different. So,
just 20 years.
So a little bit more than
she's
that. If the truth were known.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the truth were known. But the truth isn't known, so it's all fine. Aaron.
You think the truth's not known.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but, you had your whole birth date on Facebook, remember?
Oh, yeah. And then I took it wisely. Somebody said, take off the year. So I did that.
Me.
I took it off. But anyway.
So you can keep that lie going.
I can keep the lie going, honey. Keep the lie going.
She tries.
But Aaron, you have brought the newer contemporary sound to Beacon of Hope. Mm-hmm. And we're grateful for that. We have that old stuff, which I love, the anointing. We closed today. Well, we didn't close. We closed with a whole bunch of singing, didn't we?
Well, yeah.
Oh, happy day. And all these people taking an opportunity to sing a solo.
It
man, that
times.
Was just cool.
Yeah,
what?
It was like a recap from
neat.
Friday night.
It was. It was a reprise.
Yeah,
everybody
was,
come in and do your
cool.
last little thing. It was really, really cool. But we sang, I Need Thee, Oh, I Need Thee. And that's an old hymn from the 1800s, you know. And I love
that was
how
about
you.
Your birthday, wasn't it?
It's getting very,
oh,
very
so
painful in here, Bill. It's painful in here.
It's painful in there?
It is. Because, you know.
Can I say
pick,
a prayer?
Pick.
Dear Lord, please let them not be so painful.
That's right. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Because, you know what? Somebody said to me today, you know, don't worry about how old you are. I really don't worry about it. But it's kind of funny because I think I've got you all bamboozled that I'm like 43, but I guess it's not true. That I mean, y'all don't believe that, right?
We just go along with it.
It's, you just go along
so,
with it?
So we don't hurt
you're
your
the
feelings.
Pastor.
So you don't hurt my
such.
Feelings?
You're the pastor.
Yeah.
You're the boss. We just
and of
say,
course,
okay.
The fact that I have my oldest son just turned 38 is like whatever,
you're just
right?
A few years older than
yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, anyway, back to business here,
that's
all right?
Too gross.
So back to business here. What God is doing is so mighty because as we sing praises to him, our whole emotional being, our soul level, which is our mind, our emotions, our will, it changes. We change right before our own eyes, you know? Like Nan said, you can walk into a service and you can feel like, oh, I'm beat up today. I've just got this going on and that going on, and I don't feel very good, and I got an ache here and a pain there. And you just start worshiping God, and what happens to you, Aaron? I even just, know a few Sundays you weren't feeling good.
It's been a struggle, you know, almost every Sunday. There's only been a couple that have been actually, I walk in and feel fine, but for the most part, it's been, you know, almost all of them. I walk in feeling nauseous or, you know, sick or whatever. And
the devil is such a creep.
He is. And the Lord, you know, he says, come on, keep going.
Never once have you stopped to throw up.
That's
never. You just keep right on going, right?
I just get that picture of him walking on the waves and
yes,
just
ooh,
trying to walk towards him as we're going.
God.
So I try not to think about Satan, his little thwarts to ruin
right.
things. So
no, because he has as much power as we give him. And if
that's
we
right.
limit his power by praising God, he hates praise and worship.
That's right.
The devil hates worship and praise. And Connie, I think that's one reason you love being the musical director for the show, because you love music so much. It's such a part of you. Yeah. And you just love to listen to all the new songs and to get them, you know, introduce them to our radio audience.
Well, there's so much in the words.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even hardly pay attention to the music that much, but the words just, I mean, in a few days, week from tomorrow, Tuesday, Casting Crayons' new CD is going to be out, and it is going to be on fire.
Absolutely.
I mean, just get ready for the next radio show following that, because it's probably going to be full of Casting Crayons.
Full of Casting Crayons music.
Especially
That's all right.
Jesus Friend of Sinners.
Oh, my gosh. Aaron, you did that one the other night.
Yeah, Friday night.
They sang that at Rock the Universe when we all went this year. And,
amazing.
It's just truth. It's just truth. Yeah. In worship, in song, that's what it is.
And the people that are writing these songs are just human beings that are not, Mark Hall says, don't put me on a pedestal.
Right.
That's
right.
I'm a dork that loves Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
He's not afraid to say so either.
Yeah.
And he'll just tell you all day long.
Right.
And the songs that he writes and the words, I mean, it'll just take you to your knees.
Absolutely. But that's what it's all about. When we begin to worship God and praise him for who he is, his greatness, his power, his goodness, his love for us, it transforms us right there within a couple minutes. It's just like you're right there in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. You don't have to praise for an hour and a half. You know, I mean, that's wonderful if you can. But if you can't, I mean, just that going into his presence. You've been singing now since you were a little girl. And you surprised us all Friday night by going to the piano and playing for you and Terry to sing. And that was like a shockaroo. And I hear you play everything but the violin.
I dabble here and there.
Yeah, she was playing the drum when we were at church after hours.
Yes, after hours, Friday night, having your own church after the other church.
She was playing drums.
She was just playing drums. Oh, my.
We were having a good time.
Yeah. You know, God has blessed you, Aaron, with a tremendous talent, and you could use that in a secular way, but you have chosen to use it for the glory of God, and that's powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. So what happens to you when you are singing one of these songs, or as we know, you've written many, many songs, and hopefully we'll begin to hear some of those soon, but what happens to you when you're singing? Where do you go? What's going on in you?
You know, honestly, a lot of people come up to me after service and say, oh, you know, you're a great worship leader or whatever. And I feel like it's when I enter into worship that right. God uses me
yes.
to lead others.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with me. It's just that when I start singing, I don't focus on anything. I close my eyes and I focus on him. And that's when
Amen.
He allows me to be a vessel. And he uses me to lead other people into worship.
That's exactly right.
And it's really an honor to be part of that. So,
and you get your mind off of your own discomfort or anything else going on in your life, and you just begin to worship. And Connie, I don't know, in all the years of Beacon of Hope, I don't know when I have seen the level of everybody being involved, worshiping, getting it, understanding why we're doing it. Don't you feel there's a new wave of excitement about God's goodness
yes.
and his love yes. for us?
And, you know, we're seeing more participation from the audience, because they're like getting into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that can only be good.
That can only be good. And that praise celebration we had Friday night, I think we're going to have another one pretty soon, because that was wild. There was so much talent that God has brought in the doors. So, Nan, it goes back to that word that God gave you in November, December, that he was bringing in the music team. He's bringing in people, and they just keep coming right
and there's
and left.
Still more to come.
There's more to come.
Oh, yeah.
There's more to come. More instruments. So, you know, right now because of our cramped space where we are in the building where we are right now, we only have half of our platform up there. So we are so looking forward to getting the other half of it out of storage, and then it won't be so jam-packed, everybody right up against each other. But isn't it cool that that sound just almost lifts that building right off of its foundation?
It does.
It's just the mighty praise to God. And when we begin to praise God like that, what happens? What? How does Satan feel about that? What happens in the spirit realm, Con?
He's a jerk.
Satan?
He's such a jerk. Yeah, he doesn't like it.
We get him under our feet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We stomp him.
Amen.
A lot of times I'm stomping.
Yeah.
Because maybe I'll open my eyes and I'll see somebody what isn't standing or isn't singing or something.
Right.
And he puts a thought, and I'm like, okay, shut up, Satan.
Right. Exactly. But it's contagious, you know. Mm-hmm. When we meditate, this theme this weekend, remembering the goodness of the Lord, when we really emphasize that in our services and in our individual lives, and we are remembering how good God is, it's contagious. It's so contagious. People begin to realize, wait a minute, if he's that good, I want in on that, you know. That's woo! Right.
Yeah, we can barely get off stage.
Yeah, some of you get so affected.
Celestial.
It's almost it's that holy drunkenness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. So, Aaron, when you sit down to write a song, what happens?
Oh, you know, it's different every time, I got to say. And there's always some sort of blessing, you know, that I get from it. So it's just, you know, I mean, the Lord moves and, you know, and I listen and he gives me something different every time. And, you know, it's a different experience every time. I mean,
Right. Sometimes,
you know, people have asked me, you know, how do you write a song or whatever? And it's different every time, literally. Sometimes it starts with a chorus. Sometimes it starts with a melody in my head. Sometimes, you know, it starts with just guitar chords and it builds off of there. But every time the Lord blesses me through it. So.
And it comes from that place deep within you where you know God and your relationship with him is the basis.
That's right.
Of that song. You know, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Ooh. So how great is our God and how good is he? How wonderful he is.
He's pretty darn good.
Oh, my. Are you ready to sing? This is the first time, Aaron, we've ever had live singing on our show in the studio. It was the first time we've ever done it. And, Bill, we're going to believe God that this is going to come out just right, and he will
adjust. She's going to rock it out.
She's going to rock it out. So you just take your liberty as many verses as you want to do, okay? Just keep on going, girl.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. Tries to hide.
desire, God, say with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Oh, my. Oh, my, Aaron Boone.
That's just a foretaste of glory divine.
Oh, that was wonderful. Woo! There we go, applesauce. There we go. Is there any way you can do another song for us in a couple minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
Think about whatever you want to do, and you just do whatever you want to do. Okay? Connie?
Yes?
If it keeps getting better and better, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's a real old song from about 45 years ago.
I just want to let you know,
when
too,
when
she's ready to do her song, everything is going to come out clean because it's all ready.
Oh, praise God. It's all good. So praise God. Yeah. So, Connie, he is so great. Our God is so wonderful. And he has just moved in our lives in such a tremendous way. And for us to have, the last few months, experienced the growth in numbers, but especially the growth in the quality of people.
It's the people.
Mm. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And because God is so good.
And they just come and sit, and then all of a sudden, ooh, Bill's taking his shirt off.
Oh, my. All right,
ooh,
well.
I caught that.
Concentrate, Connie, concentrate.
Sorry. Anyway, you know, they come and sit. And, you know, I mean, last Sunday when all heaven came down and you were flat on the floor, face down on the floor.
Oh, yeah. But some people may wonder what that means.
Oh,
but
well.
Anyway,
so
God just hit me hard.
Out. That's what they need to do is come and find
out.
But DL, you know, DL, who knew DL could pray like that?
Yes.
Who knew DL could sing like that?
I was going to say, who knew he could sing like that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got such a good voice.
I mean, Aaron Terry just sat there, you know, for how many Sundays, just quiet.
And we did not know what was going on in there, did we?
No, they're just trying to be incognito. Mm, they're just sitting there, and they're sitting on this bomb.
Listen to these words before Aaron sings again. Lamentations chapter 23. I'm sorry. Lamentations 3, verse 21. I'm not tired. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good. Lamentations 3:25, there it is again. The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. I'm going to go back to verse 30 or 25. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble.
That's right.
And he knows all those who put their trust in him. Aaron Boone.
Oh, I gotta wait for the other mic to come over.
There we go.
You stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. Stood before my failure and carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? And what can I do? So I'll walk upon salvation, your spirit alive in me, this life to declare your promise, my soul now to stand. So what can I say?
See what you're missing if you don't come to church.
Oh, come to Beacon of Hope. Oh, my. Aaron, that was absolutely beautiful. I've never heard that song. It's a Hillsong song?
Hillsong, yes. Hillsong United.
We went to see Hillsong, Connie and I, and some Deb and Alice and Mark and Jason. We went a few months back when they were here, back in August, I think.
Yeah.
It was a powerful, powerful concert, and we love their music. And that is a great song. We're going to hear that at church soon?
Yes.
That is absolutely powerful. So what happens to you, Aaron, when you're singing like this and playing like this?
You know, I really just close my eyes and feel the Holy Spirit. And just, I have this picture in my head of Jesus walking on the waves, you know.
Yes.
And just like Peter, I'm standing there and I'm walking towards him. And all of a sudden, you know, I get scared. And,
right.
And I start to slip and fall. And then I remember, wait a second. Hold on, I know how this story goes.
Right.
I know how this story goes. I have to look at Jesus. I have to remember to
Absolutely.
Keep my eyes focused on him. And especially when I'm not feeling well, that's really what I'm thinking. But yeah, I have this picture in my head of Jesus walking on the waves. And
wow.
I close my eyes and I picture it and I just sing.
It's what it's all about. You know, God uses so many different methods to bring people to him. And I believe in this day and age that this music is bringing crowds and crowds of people in because they are relating to the lyrics.
Yeah.
They're relating to the sound that is a more contemporary sound. And there's a place for all styles of music. And we have all styles at Beacon of Hope. And I tell you, we were a potpourri. That's not the right word. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's a good
is that
word.
Potpourri sure. of style Friday night at Praise Celebration? There were so many styles.
Yeah, like a melting pot.
Melting pot. That's a good word for it. You know,
that's a newer word.
Wow. Melting pot.
You know, I'm bringing the contemporary. Yeah.
There you go. And
bringing the words, too.
Oh, smorgasbord. Yeah, go, Yvette just opened the door and said, the smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Of style. And it's so cool, though, because it doesn't matter what style it is. It is God speaking through those words and that sound? And are people's lives changed and affected? You know, that's what it's all about.
That's right.
You don't have to have one more with you, do you?
Yeah, sure. I can,
you can
grab one. Yeah,
you can grab one?
Give me a minute. And...
That's fine, because we were going to play Bring People Need the Lord, which is a great song, but we played it last week. So, Connie, I think it'd be better. Let's let Aaron do another song.
Well,
so, so Connie, here we are. We're at a wonderful place in life, you and I. We Older. And older than them. That's all. That's all.
A lot.
Right. There you go.
I could be their mother.
Yeah. There you go. But
grandmother.
We thank God every time. We you know, I love what Paul says. I thank God in all my remembrance of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for all of the people that have come through the doors of Beacon of Hope through these 10 years. There have been an awful lot of people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them that have come through at least once. Or if we could even count the number of people that have listened to the radio show in these four and a half years, we don't have no clue how many people are touched.
Yeah.
And we just thank God for every moment that we have had the opportunity to minister into somebody's life.
Yeah.
It's just a joy.
Yeah.
It's a joy and a blessing. Yeah. And he gets all the glory and the praise for every counseling session, every season, every time.
Every person healed.
Every person touched and their life changed. He gets all the glory and the praise through these 10 years.
I'm just happy to be able to help bring it to him.
And you do in a powerful way, and you're an integral part of this ministry. But kind of my right-hand man, and I appreciate it so much. Right-hand woman there. What a joy. What a joy. So with all the blessings that he is doing, we look forward to this next new season in God, because we believe that this 10-year mark has been like a benchmark. You know, it's...
another line drawn.
Another line drawn in the sand. I pastored the church I started in Indiana for 7 years to the day. And then there was a period of time that I wasn't in the ministry and just selling real estate and doing all that. But my call, my joy, everything about me is the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so when God finally brought that opportunity back and we started Beacon of Hope in September 29th of 2001 in my living room, 25 people that we got together. And where we've gone and what God has done and the tremendous impact in so many people's lives. But it's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about any of the leaders that have come and gone from Beacon of Hope. It is all about Jesus and what he's done in our lives and through us.
Yeah.
All about Jesus.
I mean, I think we've had people brought into our lives and into our, even into probably some of our leadership positions who probably shouldn't maybe have been there.
Yeah.
But they were there to probably teach us and give us.
Sure.
Give us.
There was a reason.
Guidance in future situations, probably.
Right.
With other individuals and just, you know, wisdom and how to deal with things.
Right.
Wisdom on how to handle things and. You know, not make the same mistakes over and over.
Amen. But you know what? God is always good to bring about. I've got to go.
I mean, I can't think
go
of
ahead.
Anything.
Go ahead.
I can't think of anything, even though it was hard going through things. And when some people left and then the way they left or whatever, you know, angry, mad, whatever.
Right.
You know, it tears a hole in you, and but yet
God brings healing.
the more you do it, the more you realize His hand in it.
Yes,
and it gets less painful.
It gets less painful.
I mean, somewhat.
Connie, on April 17th of 2007, you and Nathan and I sat in here and we recorded, actually, instead of live, we recorded the first radio show that we ever did. That was the last time we recorded. It's always been live since. Yes. But that day, we used as our theme Jeremiah 29 verses.
Verse.
Yeah. I love these verses.
In the Message, though.
Oh. And you want to read it in the Message?
Yeah, let me find it.
Jeremiah 29, and it starts with verse 11. And, yeah, if you want to find it there and go down through about verse 14, I think it is. 11 to 14. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14.
I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed.
Oh, God, I love those verses. I'm going to read it in the
NIV.
NIV, yes. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now, that's talking about our great God right there. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I'll listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations I placed and before I banished. And so it just says, God's just reminding us, he knows the plans he has for us. Plans to prosper us and not harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. And that's what it's all about. It's not about the struggles that we have in life. God has plans to bless us. He has plans to bless us.
I think struggles are inevitable.
They are.
You know, strife is always going to be there, and it's how you handle it.
Yes.
As you're going through.
Right.
And, you know, I can say that sometimes I handle it really well, and then there's other times that, you know, just
feel like you could have handled it better, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
And so, you know, I've learned from that, and hopefully I don't have to keep going around that mountain.
Absolutely.
To learn that lesson.
And I love that God so emphatically says, I know the plans I have for you. Mm-hmm. I know the plans I have for you. That's the kind of God we serve. Plans, to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
And a future.
And a future. You know?
Yeah.
The devil comes and tries to take away our hope. Mm-hmm. The devil tries to take away our joy, our peace. All those things. You know, I love our nursing home ministry where we were last Sunday at Palm Garden, because one of the songs we sing and they have all learned now is I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, you know. Where?
And where?
I know. It's just hilarious, you know.
Where?
And a lot of them love to say that. And then we usually do the other one that I got the other one. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, that one. But they love to do, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where?
Yeah.
You know, so we have joy because God is so good. We have joy because God loves us so much. We have joy because he knows the plans he has for us to give us a future and a hope. I could preach right now about
just
this.
Just trust in him.
It's all about trusting. Doesn't he say in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. Aaron Boone, what do you got for us? Tell us about this song.
This is, I was actually introduced to this song, and it's sung by a few different people, but the version that I first heard was by Kim Walker, and it's called How He Loves, and there's a story, and I don't know how true this is, but from what I heard, the guy that wrote it said something like, you know, Lord, I want you to use me. If you know, use this song, and so he wrote this song, and he said, you know, even if I have to die, just use me somehow. And he wrote this song, And like the day after, I think it was the day after he wrote the song, he ended up getting in like a car accident and died.
Oh my.
And it's just, you know, this song has spread like wildfire through churches.
Wow.
And worship teams and praise teams and everything. And so it's got really powerful lyrics, and that's why I like it.
Let's do it.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets.
Oh my.
Woo!
Oh my.
Guess we'll be doing that song too.
We're getting the emails flying. Thank you, dear ones that are saying happy 10th anniversary. Thank you for sending those emails. Pastor Jim just wrote in and he said, you know, if the glory keeps falling like this, people will be drawn to the light and kings to the brightness of our dawn. And that is scriptural. And we agree with you, Pastor Jim. And thank you to each of you that have written in a happy 10th anniversary. Aaron Boone, wild stuff. Come on in, Yvette. We are having a wild time in here. Come on in, Maribel. Woo! Nan, come on. Everybody, just come in. It has been a unique show. Now, some of you out there think we plan these shows. How can you plan this? Can't. We did not plan any of that.
No, I was supposed to do one song and ended up doing three.
Three songs.
That just shows you how unplanned
this
things
is. Well, things are. Beacon of Hope. And you know why? The reason that is, Aaron, it's to allow whatever
the
your
Holy
name
Spirit
is,
to move.
The Holy Spirit
right.
to move in a mighty way. Yvette and Maribel, I tell you what, if it gets much better, the goodness of the Lord in our lives, I mean, the blessing that that worship time just did, I believe for our listening audience, as they heard just the entering in to the presence of the Lord, which having her life here afforded that opportunity. And I know there are lives touched right now because of this music today and because of your sharing, both of you. Thank you so very much. And you'll be on again soon and do a whole show with us next time. And Nan, you're always a joy. And we've got Donna and Terry over here who never said a word. And that's okay.
That's okay. She was writing all the music down for me.
She was big help right over here. Absolutely. And Connie, I tell you what, when we go back to the scripture in Jeremiah 29 that we started this show with 4.5 years ago, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and bless you. You know, and when we go to where we are right now and see that we are not letting go of God till he blesses us.
That's right.
We are walking in the goodness and the mercy of God,
now
and we are
ever.
Not looking back. We are going forward into this new day of signs and wonders and miracles and healings and the gift of faith. And we are moving into this, and we think we're having wild services now, and we are.
Yeah, you know, this is just a foretaste. I mean, just a little taste of what actually goes on, because it is wild.
It is wild. It's a move of the Holy Spirit.
We're
allow the Holy Spirit to move.
We're
going to
start attaching seatbelts to the
chair. She's going to play another song?
No, she's not. We're just going to talk here for a minute. Yeah. Seatbelts to the chairs, but we don't want him to sit down. We want him to stand up and praise
God.
We
don't want him falling out.
Well, yeah, that's true. Right. It's true.
Because it just carries on. I mean, once you start preaching, it just keeps going on.
It just goes on.
That's when they need to have the seatbelt there. Until it's time to come up for prayer, then we knock them down.
Then we knock.
It's like bowling balls.
Some
kids.
Of you out there, that has already scared you away. But you know what?
It's
come
okay.
and experience. It was interesting today. One of our newcomers, Becky, got up and talked about how the changes that, I mean, how she felt and what she felt as she's come into Beacon of Hope. Any of you out there that need a church family, if you're already going to a church, that's great. Keep going. But if you don't have a family.
Or you need a change.
Or you need a deeper walk with the Lord, because we're all about that deeper walk with the Lord. The baptism of the Holy Spirit and what he does in our lives and how he just absolutely stirs us up to become all we can be for him.
Absolutely.
And just like just does a work in us. And I love that you ended with, oh, how he loves us. He loves us. You know, that was a prophetic word to that effect this morning about God's great love for us. And dear listener, right now, God loves you so very much. If you do not know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I want you to bow your head with me right now and accept him and ask him to come into your heart, into your life by faith. And you simply acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on a cross for you, for your sins, for your sicknesses. and that God raised Jesus from the dead. That's Romans 10, 9 and 10. Because it says that if we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that Jesus is the Lamb of God, the Son of God, if we believe that and we come to him with a humble heart and say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you. And I ask you right now, Lord, to come in and be my personal Lord and Savior. If that is your prayer, tell all that to God right now and invite him in to your heart to live forever because, oh, he loves you so very much. He loves all his creation, and all he asks is that we make the quality decision to choose him over anything else in our lives. And as we begin to walk with him, we learn it's a matter of surrendering to his lordship and his will for us. Oh, Bill, put people need the Lord on. That's that next one we never got to. We're going to use that as our ending song today. Start it low, and I'm going to talk over it, and then you can finish it wild. Wow. So how much does God love you? Enough that he died for you.
And if you were the only person in this world, he would have still died.
He would have still died.
That's right.
We invite you to a service at Beacon of Hope, Sundays at 10, Wednesdays at 7. We invite you to check out our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. The radio shows over the past couple years are all there. This radio show will be up sometime late tomorrow or Tuesday. And thanks to Engineer Bill, it'll be on our website and you can listen to it. And invite friends and relatives to listen to a show and get acquainted with the ministry at Beacon of Hope. We invite you to join us. If it keeps growing like it is, we're going to be going to two services. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for that. Just keep on inviting people to come in and hear words of life. Mm-hmm. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. My great thanks to my dear friends, Yvette and Maribel, Pastor Maribel from Fort Myers, Terry and Donna, Nan, Aaron Boone. Mm-hmm. The talented Aaron Boone.
The talented Aaron Boone.
And my,
you know, since we are Reds fans.
Yes.
Is she related to the guy that played for the Reds?
I am not.
Oh, she's not.
I'm not.
She's much better.
But she is related to Daniel Boone.
No way.
Yeah, there's still some genealogy work going on there, but yeah.
How about that?
And don't forget, when is your lovely daughter coming to town?
Don't know yet, but hopefully soon.
I can't wait
and
to see her.
And she's doing very well. Thank you for all that have prayed for Lori. Connie, can't do it without you.
Don't have to.
Love you so much. Love you so much. It's been a great 10 years, guys. We move on because people need the Lord.
That's right.
And that's why we're here. And that's why we're here. Because people need the Lord. Crank it up, Bill. See you next week at 4 o'clock. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.